MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz with Daryl the Guru Johnson. Steiny's going to be back tomorrow.
Steiny!
Congratulations to the Steinmetzes.
You think you got enough liquor? That's my first question. Did you get it right?
Well, we do know he went to Costco at some point, right?
Yeah. And he invited us over Saturday. I love the man.
Now,
he goes, guys, I know it's late notice, but if you want some food and drink, more than welcome.
Now this is where I got to take a little umbrage with Steiny.
Talk to
me. I hope he doesn't perceive it as a cheap shot, but we all knew what was happening with Steiny this weekend, right? He's having his daughter's wedding. Congratulations to Josie. Family's in town. A lot of people.
Shout out, Mary.
It's a good time.
Moms.
He knew that you were going to the California Classic because you guys talked about it literally on the show.
Wow.
And he should have known that I was going to San Diego, because that's why we couldn't grab one after the Thursday show. Why would any of us be available to come to the house during the middle of the day?
Yeah, Spadoni had the kids at the Classic, too.
Yeah, Spadoni can't get away from the family, with all due respect. And I appreciate the gesture, but it's one of those, like, well, I know they can't come, but I got to invite them last minute.
And that's why normally I'm Mr. Oh, gee, thanks, I can't make it. I was just quiet on the set.
Yeah, I mean.
Because I was feeling like that a little bit. Like, Steiny, I love you. But, man, how long you know you're, you know what I mean?
He was thinking of us. Yeah. I appreciate him about that. Yeah. Speaking of the California Classic, let's get out to Nick in Ohio. Start this segment off, Nick. Wants to talk about the Summer Classic. Nick, what's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, guys. Hey, doing all right. And I had a question, though, about the Summer Classic.
Yep.
First of all, the Classic, I mean, that's kind of an odd name, a classic. Anyway, why do they have it now, shortly after the end of the season, with these young players? It seems like it would make more sense to have it close to the beginning of the next season, so those young players who make the team will be fresh and ready. I mean, they'll be psyched and ready to go. Doesn't make sense. And just one other point is if the other teams are making deals and getting better, and the Warriors either staying the same or not, you know, incremental little, then they're getting worse, as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, like your thoughts there.
I got you, Nick. Well, it's just alliteration, like the California Classic.
Right,
it's just a summer tournament. But as far as why they do it now, I would equate it to rookie minicamp in the NFL. Like, rookie minicamp is not close to the season, but it's shortly removed from the draft. You get a look in real games at what your players have in the case of basketball. In football, it's just practice, but I think that's kind of the equivalent.
No, I'm with you, and I appreciate the question, and I think you knocked it out the park with the answer, but I'll just say this. You know, I'm sitting there looking at our guy Armstrong, who we got to have on the show. We were out at Chase.
Gave you dap.
Yeah, he gave you dap. He was 1 of 5, 1 assist, but 6 assists.
Mm-hmm.
So It ain't just about the points or buckets, but it led me to your question about somebody you saw before you knew they were going to be somebody.
That's right. That's right.
This was phenomenal.
So, yeah, I was thinking about you at the California Classic because, you know, unlike Steiny, I knew where you were. I knew you were busy.
I brought my black bag. I got to share like
your
I was
black
working.
Bag.
My work bag with my laptop in it.
Well, you were a credential.
Yeah. But I should have just came in without it, right? Who was I fooling to make it seem like I was going to crack it open? But I
you might have needed to take notes on some guys.
All right. So I got you. I had it on.
Well, now I got to ask. So, because I saw you posted a picture with Mario Elie.
Yeah, that's my guy.
Did he ask why you have your bag?
No, he did not.
Oh. I was wondering if somebody brought it up.
He wanted to hit the ship with us. I didn't know if we were going. So I told
him Thursday?
Today, game time decision. He's still in town.
I'd like to meet Mario.
All right, so we'll put something together.
Okay, well, right. Yeah, if it's possible.
Yeah.
All right, so...
I interrupted you.
No. I'm just trying to get my train of thought. Stanley is rubbing off on me. The thing about it is, so I was driving back thinking about you at the California Classic, and I'm like, Guru might have seen the next big, you know, thing, right?
Wow.
Now, Cooper Flagg's obviously a exhibit A.
All right.
He's promised he'll be in Vegas early next week, right? Is officially
yeah,
when...
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Yep. Dibs and Grandy and Willard, they'll be there.
Yeah, the afternoon show is going to be out there. So they're going to get some great guests, opportunity to see these guys up close, and Flag's going to be on full display. But he's someone we know about. Like, he's
supposed to be great.
Supposed to be great. But I was just thinking, driving back, like, have you seen anybody that a couple of years later, you realize, oh my God, like, I saw that guy. Now, it could be maybe you saw an artist. You could have been an athlete, but I was thinking about you at the California Classic. I'm like, what if Goo saw, I don't know, Taron Armstrong in this case, and Taron Armstrong turns out to be a dude. You can say that you saw, in some ways, like the birth of Taron Armstrong.
Yeah. No, I loved it. This is provocative, man. And I'm thinking to myself, Ken didn't know. We were in the green room together. Evan, I was a little sports sad that honestly – like Eddie House comes to mind.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that counts. I'm thinking, that's my guy. Union City, coached him in St. Anne's, knew he had talent, watched him in high school.
He didn't know he'd be like an NBA champion.
No doubt. Yeah. Gotcha. Hitting a big shot in the series. So that counts. But the one recently, and I wanted to flip over the table like, oh my gosh, this applies, is going again, little Daryl at Santa Clara, going to those games at least 12 times watching Pajimski. And I never a bad player, but I'm not a scout, E, but I feel like I got that. If something jumps, I could. He was always athletic, and he was in a different role to where the team was kind of his. He could do what he wanted, but he ran point. But to answer your question, I never, ever thought he was capable in year one or anybody I was watching on that team to come run point in whatever capacity like he did.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And be what he is now, dependent in the point guard on a Warrior team with Steph, Dre, and Steve Kerr. So does that count?
Absolutely.
Okay, because that is one, whoa.
Yeah, I think your expectations for a player and then what they become, if they're totally different, absolutely. Yeah, 888-957-9570. If you saw an athlete that, you know, it's kind of just, hey, this guy's playing or this woman's playing, and then a couple of years later, you look back and go, wow, like I saw the beginning of that. That's what we're talking about.
If who's one for you?
One for me. So I have three.
Oh, okay.
But the first one is probably like Jared Goff. Like I played against Jared Goff in high school.
Come on, E.
I didn't think he was that good. Now, granted, I played against him in baseball, not football.
Oh, all right.
But gotcha. Even football, there were other players in our section that I thought were just from watching, like, just as good, wow, talented. Goff obviously stood out. And I'm looking back and, you know, you watch him in college and then you, oh my God, he's the number one overall pick. He's a pro bowler. He actually factors into our question in a little bit, but like, I didn't know Jared Goff was going to be what he became. Yeah. Yeah. Jared Goff, that's incredible, I saw in high school. But Ken also has one as well.
Uh-oh.
Well, you know what's funny? And you said artists, so that kind of got me thinking. I've seen somebody before they really blew up as an artist. And it's funny because I just saw him on Tuesday. So Post Malone just finished, wrapped up a, called the Big Ass Stadium Tour.
Okay.
25
dates. He's a country artist now.
Yeah, country, rap, like he does it all, apparently. Oh. Him and Jelly Roll was the opening act. And I realized, I'm like, you know, I've seen this guy three times, but the first time I saw him was at the PlayStation Theater in like middle of Manhattan, $45 I paid. And I'm standing from here to where you guys are, less than 20 feet. Now I can't even get that close. Like he's packing stadiums, 65,000 people. Like at Oracle Park on Tuesday, and I'm like, yeah.
How enjoyable was it for you when you first saw him? Were you like, he's okay, trash?
No, it was fantastic. I mean, it's funny because he only had one album at the time. Now he's got like what, five, six?
And he's a completely different artist.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Ken saw him; he was rapping.
You're right.
And now on Tuesday, he's singing with a banjo and a Bud Light,
and he's got pyro and he's got fireworks and all the whole nine is out there. And it's just like, man, how this guy came from along. So thinking about it in that way. But yeah, Jacob DeGrom was the other one. I remember when he first started against the Yankees. But yeah, and that no Met fan thought he was going to be Jacob DeGrom, like how we know him.
But coming out of college, what was
he? The Stetson? Well, he was a shortstop in college.
Yeah, yeah.
He wasn't even a pitcher.
What?
And this is from the 510 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. When Beast Mode was at Oakland Tech, obviously Marshawn Lynch.
This, wow.
Gave my high school D'Anza the business. Everyone knew he was different. But I wondered at the time, like anybody can recognize someone who pops, like talent on a court.
Sent me home twice in high school.
Yeah, exactly. But.
And he turned out to be a Hall of Fame
point guard. That's crazy. Like, you know, you see some guys in high school, or you're like, oh wow, he's really athletic, or wow, you know what she can do is unbelievable. But it's hard to look at a person and say, you know what, I think that person's going to be like a future all-star. It's really hard to project.
Man.
And it's funny because a theme of the day has been projecting what, you know, a Kuminga could be or what the Warriors could do, and like, I don't know if anybody that you saw on Saturday is going to pop, but if they do, you'll probably remember that game.
Oh, no doubt about it. And, Evan, I think now I feel like you've solved the mystery as to why it's so pleasurable. I love hoops. I'm watching the WNBA every night. I got the package. So maybe it's my love of ball, but it's also what you just said about this, proposing this question. And Dalton Connect's ass was out there. Why was I mad he was out there? I felt like he was a 7-year veteran. You know what I mean? A 7-year veteran on, you know, to the rest of these guys.
Well, he's 25
like
years old.
But that ain't fair. Dalton, let the kids ball. But
there should be an age limit.
It's the unknown,
Evan.
You got me. I'm quibbling over here. I know people know we're like the unknown.
That's the best part about sports, in my opinion.
That's why I said GOATs are not announced. They just arrived.
Did you write that?
No, I took it from somewhere.
You didn't have to admit that.
Yeah, no, it hit me.
Okay.
It's what you're saying. Sometimes you don't see the, you know what I mean, Evan? They just come out of nowhere.
The ones that are promised and deliver are so rare.
Tiger Woods.
Yeah, Tiger Woods.
Jordan.
The Williams sisters. You were around then. Like, was Jordan promised?
I thought he was about to say Abe Lincoln.
No, no.
Oh, Matthew, damn.
No, no. Cooper Flagg is promised. He's supposed to be the best American.
All he can do is disappoint, Love, right? Evan. That's the reality. Guys like him, all they can, let's keep it real.
But that's why someone like Bron is pretty incredible.
No doubt about it.
That's why also, on the flip side, Curry is so captivating, is because he wasn't promised. He wasn't supposed to be
his
a guy that made it.
We're messed up,
But he was not a top five pick. There were two other guards, point guards, taken in front of him. He was a scrawny little PG from Davidson College.
And why, real quick on that, if, like, the BT Awards years ago after Steph got voted the most MVP.
No, I
haven't
seen those.
It was the first time unanimous MVP.
Yeah.
They had this new thing. It only lasted about a year or two where the players, it was on BT, the actual players voted for their MVP.
Now, I'm going to ask if that was the ESPYs.
No. ESPYs, and I just found out what that meant. I'll give it to you in a minute.
Okay.
I was watching the Jim Valvano special. And
that was on BT?
No, that was on ESPN. Oh. I was watching. But the awards were on BT.
I got you.
And it was for the players. And it was the year Curry won most unanimous. They gave it to Harden, the players.
Yeah.
I felt like that reeked of jealousy. Okay?
Yeah.
So I bring that up because LeBron's Curry's guy right now, and they're friends. I'm not hating. But, Evan, you want to talk about the emergence or the interception of chips? How many would LeBron have had there been no Steph? And that's what's so beautiful about Curry in this dynasty is it came out of nowhere. Evan, if Curry's not around, Bron has 3 or 2. He might be with Mike.
Oh,
I think. Seriously. And I feel like that's why LeBron especially hated, without saying it, he was, God damn.
Dump that.
Yeah, that damn Curry, yeah. Pops told me to quit saying that word a couple days ago.
Well, you've been taking the name of the Lord frequently lately.
Yeah,
you just got to leave that on Sundays.
Sorry, kid.
But, okay,
no, think about that.
No, but that's what is so impressive, and that's why, like, I don't care where you have LeBron ranked 1, 2, 5, 12, whatever. The fact that Curry has prevented him from winning as much as he could have won,
man.
That is, like, that's on Steph. That is him. And why I think that if you're really looking at the greats, I don't really have another player that I can think of that's a more unlikely GOAT than Steph Curry. He's
wow.
He's the most unlikely greatest of all time in NBA history. That's why he's so special. That's why there will never be another player like him.
So if I bring up Tim Duncan, are you more leaning towards
the number one overall pick?
Okay, I got you. So you were supposed to do that.
I mean,
no, you might, man. You got to ask the guys when they come in.
Well, the only other guy that I think is in his league, and his career is yet to be finished, but it's maybe Jokic, his second round pick, and he's headed for being one of the top, I don't know, 25 players ever.
No doubt. Less than that.
And granted, my knowledge doesn't go back as long as some, but I can't recall another player that is a least likely considered one of the greats than Curry. And now it's not even like it's
ridiculous.
It's unequivocal.
Yeah.
You can't argue it. But
why do I want to bring up Derek Jeter? And not
number
he's the
two
GOAT.
Overall pick,
yeah.
I think.
All right, I got you.
Yeah,
but not
Kalamazoo.
That he was the GOAT, but what he built. You know, he was a part, like, that was the guy.
Well, he built,
and I know some people think he's overrated and I hate it.
He built 5 of the 27 world championships that the Yankees have.
But you feel like he didn't leave any meat on the bone being the number two pick and just coming up like, dude was clutch. He was everything you want your face of the franchise to be with the hardware.
He's the reason why there's not another single digit number to give away to any future Yankee player.
That's incredible.
And he got it on the first day of spring training. All right. I do want to get some people involved here though. We got phone lines lighting up. 888-957-9570 is the number. Did you ever see someone? And then you look back and you say, wow, I saw the guy or gal that was next up. That's what we're talking about right
That's
now.
That's great.
Evan Infersteiny with Guru. Let's go to Mouse in San Francisco. Mouse, what's up? How you doing?
Hey, it's Moose. It's all good, though.
Oh, my bad, Moose. What up?
No, it's all right. Hey, so I called in. I actually had a thought of a player that I saw like 20 years ago, and then I thought of something else too while I was on the line. I went on a date. I have an athlete and entertainer. I went on a date with a girl in like 2006, and this artist comes into town in San Jose at the SAP, and guy's name is Drake, and I'm like, oh, we're gonna go to this Drake concert. Lil Wayne's supposed to be there. This
Aubrey?
Never really heard of him.
Yeah.
At least he hadn't really blown up like that. And so we go to this concert, had the time of our life. And I'm like, you know, this guy's really good. I have a feeling he's gonna be a killer artist. And here he is today as like one of the best in the world or whatever. Not to say that I called it or anything, but and then the one that I always think about, I literally always think about this moment. Like 20 years ago, 2007, I'm in Knoxville, Tennessee, my family's house. My mom grew up out in Knoxville. And my cousins went to Knoxville Catholic High School. There's a stud athlete there. We're at a basketball game. This is over Christmas break. I'm at a basketball game watching a young Harrison Smith. I think it was his junior year of high school. And all my cousins, everyone is telling me, my cousins are all football players, telling me, this guy's a stud athlete. He's actually one of the best football players on the team. He's an incredible. I'm watching this guy play basketball, jump out of the gym. White guy, like just unbelievable skills. The most athletic person I've ever seen, like live and right in front of me. And then, you know what, 4 or 5 years later, I think he goes to Notre Dame for college, ends up getting drafted by the Vikings, and the rest is history.
He's a baller.
A 9-year, 10-year event or whatever he is. So I thought that was cool because I look back, I literally remember the moment sitting in the bleachers, and I'm like, man, this kid is unbelievable. He's got to be something someday. And here he is as an NFL stud.
Mm.
Evan, this is great.
Yeah, and it's kind of built around the California Classic because Goose went on Saturday, saw a lot of young, promising talent, and might have seen the next. We got a lot of texts coming in from the Boxford Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line.
It's his memories, but I got in Ken's ear.
Yeah.
Wasn't Drake kind of Drake in 06, or was he? I know the beginning of Drake. I want to say he was already Drizzy, but I could be wrong.
When did Houston Land of Vegas come out?
I want to say 03, 02. I got it right here. Played this.
Is that far, too far gone? Too far gone. I think that was the first for Drake. Yeah, successful. This is from the 707, though. What about Kobe? No one thought he was going to be as good as he was.
Jerry West did.
Kobe did. That's who thought was going to be the greatest. He is also look, I know Steph was the son of an athlete. So was Kobe. But I think he only was picked 13 because he said he didn't want to be taken by teams. I mean, Kobe Bryant would have been picked pretty damn high if he would have gone to Charlotte or some other location.
Remember Curry? Dale Curry had a little of that. He wanted his son in New York. When Curry's draft, kind of like, don't mess with him a little bit.
And I am very grateful.
That's incredible.
I'm very grateful.
That and Curry not taking the head coaching job.
Yeah, the 925 is coming in with it, and I get that. It was keeping it to basketball. I was talking about the NBA, but Tom Brady's probably the most unlikely athlete
there
ever.
You go.
But again, if you saw him, like, did you see Brady when he was at Sarah? Did you see Brady maybe when he led one of those fourth quarter comebacks at Michigan? You said, huh, that guy's pretty good.
Sixth round pick, right?
And you look back in 10 years, like, wow, I think I saw the greatest quarterback of all time in his infancy. That's kind of what we're discussing.
Evan, I don't want to take it down a notch, but is it fair if somebody saw Tom Brady at Sarah, didn't think he would amount to anything, and then calls now and says, oh, I knew. Well, obviously, you got to say you saw something on a good day that made you think this guy or gal could go on to do great things.
That's a good point, too. Someone you saw that was really hyped, or maybe just you're like, the player's not very good, and that player turns out to be a big boy. Like, I have a couple of other names. One of them was Tarek Skubal. So in 2019...
The Tigers ace?
Oh, yeah. Best pitcher in baseball. So in 2019, he was in AA, and I was broadcasting for that minor league team in Erie, PA. And he comes up halfway through the year, and he has electric stuff. Like, he, you know, throws 95. Me. But never in my sane mind did I think that Tarek Skubal was going to one day be the best pitcher in baseball. He was dominant, but he was coming off of Tommy John surgery, working his way back, and I'm like, well, that guy's pretty damn good. And now I look back and I'm like, wow, I saw the best pitcher in baseball 4 years before anybody.
Man, Evan. But you had you respected his talent, but it sounds like you had a limitation on him getting to the heights he is now.
Well, assuming that someone's going to be the best at what they do, that's a pretty big assumption. And we got a lot of people coming in.
I bet, man.
Right now. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to AJ in LA. AJ, good afternoon. What's going on, man?
Cheers, gentlemen. How you doing?
Hey, hey.
So I grew up in St. Louis, and I want to name a couple guys. So I went to high school with Matt Scherzer. So we saw him, and he was pretty insane. But as a kid, when I was growing up, it was this guy who was iconic back in St. Louis, connected to the Bay Area, and that was Larry Hughes. Larry Hughes is an icon in St. Watch them play. I remember as a kid, like, and I played a little bit at SLU. This dude, I mean, he had the stadium's feel like the entire city was going to SLU to watch him. But I'll name another guy that's kind of off the radar who I kind of watched as a kid. And I think he may be with the Warriors still, but Yuri Collins. Yuri Collins is another guy. He hasn't really, I guess, he hasn't broken through in the NBA. But this kid, like, we watched quite a bit, and he was unbelievable, like through high school, even at SLU. Like, he was dropping 20 assist games like it was nobody's business. And defending, I can't believe he's not, like, even in the, is he even in the league with the Warriors? I'm not really sure. But Yuri Collins was insane back in St. Louis. But,
man,
that's all I have.
I got you. Oh, AJ in L.A., Louisiana, L.A. All right, let's sneak in one more call before we got to hit a break here because I see a lot of people chiming in. Joel's in Berkeley. Joel, what's going on, man? How we doing?
Doing well. How about y'all?
Hey, hey.
Fantastic. What do you got?
Hello. All right. So, look, man, I watched the California Classic. I didn't see Goo in the crowd. Probably the black bag hiding him. Anyway, what do you think about this Mobley kid? I mean, smooth footwork, nice soft touch around the hoop, fights for rebounds, blocked a couple shots. I'm like, dude, you know, I mean, we already kind of got a hook in him, and he ain't costing much. Maybe at least you can replace Looney. He's definitely got more potential to score some points and seems like fills the same role. I mean, obviously we didn't see him set screens for Steph or anything, but yeah, and I realized, you know, there's a lot of guys who look hella good in summer league, but he looks smooth and good and polished, and I like it.
I gotcha. Well, how about this? And Goo's a little down on you right now, and I think he's down on me too.
We're all stunned. Did he have to say black bag?
It means but he listened to the show.
Hey, the black was bag, but all he had to say was bag. But whoa,
it's your
I didn't know
bag.
How to yeah, my. Did I tell you I had my black? I did say black bag.
You said but you were doing some scouting.
Dude, running the tip, boy.
All right, how about we give you the scouting report on Isaiah Mobley from Goose Black Bag on the other side? Because we got to hit a break here. I see you, Will. I see you, Ben. I see you, Sharif. We're talking about when did you see someone that you look back on and you're like, wow, I saw who was next up. Guru was at the California Classic this weekend. In a couple of years, he might be looking back and saying, Will Richard, I saw when he was just beginning to bloom. All right, that's what we're doing here. On 95.7 The Game, Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz. Coming up today at 4:30, the Valkyries take on the Atlanta Dream, and you can hear the game on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. You can also watch the game on KPIX pregame starting at 4 o'clock. We're back after this on 95.7 The Game.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.